Just before lawmakers left D.C. for the July 4th holiday, decades-old accusations of sexual misconduct surfaced against Ohio State's wrestling team doctor, Richard Strauss. And those accusations followed Representative Jim Jordan back home to Ohio's 4th Congressional District. The big question is what the congressman knew about Strauss's behavior when Jordan was an assistant wrestling coach in the 80s and 90s. Jordan has flatly denied the accusations, and over the weekend, he told Brett Baer on Fox.
It's false. I mean, I never saw, never heard of, never was told about any type of abuse. If I had been, I would have dealt with it.
Laura Bischoff is the Columbus reporter with the Dayton Daily News who's been following the story, and she joins us now. Laura, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So take us back to the Ohio State wrestling team and the time that this behavior allegedly occurred. What kind of sexual misconduct are we talking about, and who is at the center of this abuse?
Well, at the center is a man named Richard Strauss, who was the associated with the university either as a team physician, also with the Student Health Center and the Department of Athletics for a long time. He was at Ohio State from 1978 to 1998. He died by suicide in California in 2005, so we don't have really any information from his side of the story.
And when did these allegations first come to light?
Well, there's a man named Mike DeSabato, who is the chief whistleblower in this case, and he says he brought these allegations forward earlier and just really didn't get anywhere. And then after everything, the Larry Nassar investigation at Michigan State, after that blew up, he decided to bring it to the university again. And Ohio State in April, early April of this year, opened a big investigation. The Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine hired Porter Wright. It's a well-known law firm to represent the university in this matter. And Porter Wright then hired another law firm to do the investigation, Perkins Coie.
And we mentioned the interview that Jim Jordan did on Fox with Brett Baer. And he, in that interview, he also mentions that the conversations that are being talked about are locker room talk, if you will, or locker room conversations, and those are different than abuse. What exactly does he mean? Is that dismissive to just call these locker room talk?
Well, I don't know. I've talked to a number of the former wrestlers, both on and off the record, and they kind of fall into two different camps, the Jordan camp and the DeSabato camp. And some say that the abuse went beyond. Strauss was known, everybody in both camps says that Strauss was well known for taking long and multiple showers with multiple teams. And so there was sort of this sense that he was voyeuristic. But then beyond that, some of the wrestlers alleged that during exams for maybe like a broken finger, he would insist that they drop their pants and that they were inappropriately touched during exams. So I think that there's two levels. Everybody kind of agrees that Dr. Strauss was taking all these long showers with multiple teams, but then there's this other thing of whether or not he was inappropriately touching athletes.
What about the reaction among Republicans in Congress? Does Jordan have the support of GOP lawmakers?
It seems so, and I might note that President Trump at his rally in Montana, came out and said that he supports Jim Jordan 100% and believes him. So, you know,
but is that politics, or is there really more to the story? I mean, I'm imagining that this is going to, where do we go from here?
Well, you know, I think that it's an interesting story. The truth is very difficult to determine. You know, there's 20 years have passed, records are gone, memories fade, and you have these two camps, the Jordan and DeSabato camps. And I might say that those are two Ohio wrestling family dynasties. Five DeSabato brothers, two cousins, and an uncle wrestled for Ohio State. And Jim and Jeff Jordan are well known in the wrestling community in Ohio.
Laura Bischoff is a reporter with the Dayton Daily News. Laura, thanks for this update.
Thank you.